This is Hillbilly Solid, and I'm your host, Silas House.
Well, my eyes are closed, but my heart's on fire, because the clock is approaching the midnight hour. I leave my window open, all the lights are out, and from the dark this night comes the lighted shout.
Show with Moonshine, a new song by Katie Malua from her album Secret Symphony. We've got a whole big lot of great music, including some in-studio performances and an interview with one of Kentucky's favorite sons, Mr. Ben Solee, so I'm not going to jaw too awful much today, but every once in a while, I like to tell you about a book that I'm loving, so I want to draw your attention to a beautiful new novel called Greasewood Creek by Pamela Steele. Steele is a native of the mountains of West Virginia, and the state gives the novel its roots as well. She now lives out in Oregon, where most of the novel is set. Greasewood Creek is a short novel, only 169 pages, but it packs a huge punch of emotion, beauty, and lyricism. In fact, the novel sometimes reads like a long prose poem, and I mean that as a compliment. Every sentence has been worried over wonderfully, each word chosen carefully. It's an innovative book, too, completely original in structure and tone and writing. The novel moves back and forth in time, and all the chapters are very short, much like images that all fit together perfectly to tell us the story of the strong and haunted character, Avery, who's trying to find herself, just as we all are. The sense of place is very powerful, and although it's a novel mostly set in the West, you can take the girl out of Appalachia, but you can't take the Appalachia out of the girl, as the saying goes. And many of the earmarks of Appalachian literature show up in the book, like storytelling, language, sense of place, a love for the rural. They're all in this lovely debut novel. If you appreciate economical yet poetic prose that offers an unforgettable story, then I can't encourage you enough to find yourself a copy of Greasewood Creek by Pamela Steele. That's Steele. Here's just a little taste of the opening of the novel. The air still holds the shape of the house. August light pushes through cottonwood limbs, no more than air themselves, shimmers off ghost windows. Weed-shot grass seeps from the empty pasture, scabs over the ground where the house once sat, surrounds a shard of foundation. Beneath the scab, a wound of rust and ash. Years of dirt sifted through porch boards, glass, the crumbling razor blades Frank dropped through cracks in the bathroom floor. A south wind sizzles through the dry grass, brushes Avery's bare legs, rises into the limbs of the cottonwoods. It surges through a swath of apple trees to the east, whispers the names of her sister, grandmother, father, before it rushes north across the pasture toward the only other house she's lived in, the place Paul and Mary left to Davis, their only grandchild.
piano is not firewood yet. They try to remember, but still they forget that the heart beats in three, just like a waltz, and nothing can stop you from dancing. Rise from your cold hospital bed. I tell you, you're not dying. Everyone knows you're going to live. So you might as well start trying.
That was Camilla by Caroline Herring, the title track from her new album. That song is based on a true incident that happened in the 1960s when a woman, 6 months pregnant, was visiting someone in jail and was beaten and stomped so badly by the local sheriff in Camilla, Georgia, that she lost her baby. A sort of unknown story of the civil rights movement. Y'all know I'm a big Caroline Herring fan, and this new album is really something. Please look it up. One way you can do that is by clicking on the link to Caroline's website that you will find on the Facebook page for Hillbilly Solid. So just go on over there and like our page, and you'll find all kinds of information, links to all kinds of stuff. Before that, you heard a really moving song by Regina Spektor called Firewood, and that's from her excellent new album, What We Saw from the Cheap Seats. And before that, we heard a cool little tune from Punch Brothers called Movement and Location. That's Chris Thiele on lead vocals and a couple of instruments there. He's a real musical genius, I think, and he said that they constructed that song to sound like a club song made with folk instruments, and I do believe they pulled it off. You're listening to listener-supported radio here on WUKY. This is Hillbilly Solid, and I'm your host, Silas House. I'm honored you're listening to us. And stay tuned because we have Ben So Lee in the studio. He'll be visiting with us for the whole last hour of the show. He'll play two or three songs for us, and we'll talk for a little while. In the meantime, let's hear three more songs.
finally we had somewhere else to be. We parked the car on a dark side street. The car was better than any bar or hotel suite. We agreed, sweet Dominique, and you opened like a flower in the heat. Your beauty on my eyes like a masterpiece. Never has skin tasted so sweet as for you and me, sweet Dominique. And you said, oh, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep. We were face to face, lips to lips, heat to heat. And you said, oh, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep, sweet Dominique. And our temperature was rising to our cheeks. Our clothes began to wrinkle like bed sheets. And if love was a mountain, you took me to its peaks, so to speak, sweet Dominique. And you said, oh, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep. We were face to face and lips to lips and heat to heat. And you said, oh, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep, sweet Dominique. And I said, me, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep. We were face to face, eye to eye, skin to skin, heart to heart, soul to soul, love to love, and heat to heat. And you said, oh, I didn't know that we could go so many kisses deep. We were face to face and lips to lips, heat to heat. And you said, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know that we could go, sweet Dominique.
Sherry, talking to me.
That was the wonderful Nikki Bloom doing Before You Loved Me from her new record Driftwood, one of my favorite albums of the year so far. Before that, you heard Sweet Dominique by Adam Cohen. I recently saw him open for Rufus Wainwright up in Louisville, and it was quite a show. I'd never heard of Cohen, and it's always great to stumble upon a new artist who writes and delivers a song so beautifully. He just happens to be Leonard Cohen's son. But he seems like a real songwriter and vocalist in his own right. That's a really good song. And we started off that set with The Bathtub, which is the very memorable and powerful main theme from the film Beast of the Southern Wild. That score is by Dan Romer and Ben Zeitlin. You're listening to Hillbilly Solid here on WUKY listener-supported radio.
Nobody ever got hurt by getting a little down and dirty. WUKY and UK Army ROTC present Kentucky National Guard Bluegrass Mud Run, a 5K run with muddy obstacles beginning at Commonwealth Stadium. You know you'll be challenged because the obstacle course is designed by the UK Army ROTC. Grab a buddy and let's get muddy. September 22nd. Get your grubby hands on a race packet at bluegrassmudrun.com. The Kentucky National Guard Bluegrass Mud Run, brought to you by UK Army ROTC and WUKY.
If you're looking for the Diane Rehm Show, WUKY HD2 has it.
Hear what experts and newsmakers have to say, and then tell us what you think.
Maybe talk of the nation is more your speed.
If you've been part of a neighborhood watch, what did you do? If you're in law enforcement, did it help? Tell us your story.
You can hear those shows and many others on WUKY HD2. For a complete schedule, go to WUKY.org.
We are very lucky to have Ben Solee in the studio with us today. I'm betting that most of you out there know who he is. Solee first gained major notice with his 2008 album, Learning to Bend, which led NPR's Morning Edition to call him one of the top 10 great unknown artists of the year. Later, All Things Considered called his debut an inspired collection of acoustic, folk, and jazz-flavored songs filled with hope and the earnest belief that the world is good. Around the same time, Solee was touring the world with Abigail Washburn's Sparrow Quartet alongside Grammy nominees like Casey Dreeson and multi-Grammy winner Bella Fleck. Solee's music drew the attention of My Morning Jacket frontman Jim James, who produced his second full-length album, a collaboration with Daniel Martin Moore called Dear Companion, that was released in 2010. That is a stunning collection of songs meant to inspire environmental stewardship. The next year, Solee contributed his cello stylings to My Morning Jacket's hit album, Circuital, and released Inclusions, a sonically awe-inspiring album about relationships that was called Structurally Brilliant by Slant and Stunning by No Depression. He is surely one of our brightest stars, and we're sure glad to have him with us today. Well, I'm glad to see you, brother.
It's good to see you too, Silas.
Thanks for coming in. You brought Jordan Ellis with you.
Yes, the one and only eight-arm Jordan Ellis, a native of Frankfort, Kentucky. He left us to go play with heavy metal bands and top country bands in Nashville and Austin, Texas. And he's now back in Kentucky playing slightly poppy folk music with cellists.
With Ben Sully.
We're glad you came, Jordan. What are y'all going to play for us?
We're going to play a tune from the new record, Half Made Man. It's a tune called Do It. Oh, I guess it's just called DIY, but it implies the name Do It Yourself.
All right.
Feeling young today, flat out and fearless on the highway. Don't tell me to slow down, you see I grew up this way. TV shows and highlights, don't forget play by play. And now it's my turn. Feeling tough today, I'm bristled and billowing like a tidal wave. Sweeping through the city looking for a place to hide away. All I need is someone, but you left yesterday. I guess it's my turn. And if you want something done right, you got to do what you said. And if you want something bad enough, you got to do what you said. There's a man in a cage, he's fighting like a fever for the tidal wave. There's people gathered round making bets on the highest stakes. Oh, I can't look, I know there's got to be a better way. And if you ain't gonna do it, I guess I'll have to. Ooh, 'cause it's mine. Something done right. Ooh, you got to do what you say. And if you want something bad enough, ooh, you got to do what you say. 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 what you're saying. You got to do 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 what you're saying.
Nice. Thank you very much. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Generational move, a pendulum swing back towards this kind of DIY movement. Maybe it's impatience on our generation's part, waiting for folks to get it done for us. Or maybe it's just us reaching out for community again and trying to use all the tasks that we need to do, feed ourselves, build shelter, all these different things. Use the DIY, do it with yourself and, you know, friends to try to create community again since we've lost so much of it. I kind of resonate with that a lot as a musician because I don't feel like this career is about trying to build customers. I feel like it's about building a community.
Right.
So that I can keep going out and doing what I love and keep sharing and what other folks are doing. So that's the vision behind it. But the other maybe more defiant interpretation of that song is I recently took over my own management at the beginning of this year. And I also put out my own records and I've done two ballets. And it's just been kind of a busy, crazy year. And most of it is definitely all filtering through me. Don't get me wrong. I've got a wonderful team, including Jordan here on the road with me all the time. There's a part of me that's like, if you want something bad enough, and I do, I want to be able to make a career off something as ethically sound as making music. You got to do it. You just have to do it. I mean, you can't always just do it yourself, nor should you really, but you got to go out and get it if you really want it.
Right. Well, you know, we always hear people lamenting the digital age and how that's changed the music industry mm-hmm. and the publishing industry and all that, but it's also given artists a freedom that they might not have had before, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, the audience has always been the backbone of the music industry. It's always the thing that's held it up. But this is the first time really in music's history since we got started recording music and putting it out there that it's been direct artist to audience. The audience is talking to the artist and the artist is talking directly to the audience. There's no in between money, weirdness. It just is. And, you know, there's crowdsourced funding and there's all these different things, which this record is a product of. But the relationship itself is fairly young. It hasn't completely matured with all the tools that we have, Facebook, Twitter. It's kind of like your first high school relationship. There's all these awkward moments between where you're asking your fans for things that you're not sure if you're allowed to ask them for, and they're asking you for things that they're not sure if they're allowed to ask you for, but everybody's at least willing to ask kind of thing. I'm sure it's going to mature into a sound business model over this next 5 to 10 years.
Hope so.
I just know it will.
How does that song fit into the theme of Half Made Man? I mean, Half Made Man is a real album, sort of in a way that people aren't making albums that fit together so well. And this one fits really well together. I mean, you can listen to the whole thing from beginning to end and you have this whole thing. Talk about that.
All right. I'll try. I mean, I'm glad you think that it fits together well. In truth, these songs are just, they're 10 songs that are self-portraits about pieces and parts of who I am and who I perceive myself to be and who others think I should be or all these sorts of things. For instance, you know, the first song on the record opens up with this line. The very first line of the record is, just pace yourself. Feel the friction in your mind. And it's very much the kind of first look in the mirror at the beginning of the day. And the refrain is, you've got a whole lot to give. Because there's all these things trying to get your attention and not necessarily drag you down, but just distract. And it's very important to remember that you got a lot to give that day. It's not that you're not consumed completely. And then the next song is a song called The Healer, which is all about the part of me that wants to constantly save the world. The part of me that wants to end poverty and get rid of mountaintop removal, like all these things, like what the one that searches for something better. And I name that character in that song. And the name is Asa, which in Hebrew means the healer. And so I try to embody all those different parts. Those are just two examples. And the album talks to each other because all these pieces emulate from one source. And I think one of the other main reasons that it talks to each other is because of the musicians and the way we put it together. This record was recorded over 2 weeks in a studio. We were all sitting around playing everything down to 2-inch tape. And I just had these wonderful musicians in the studio. Jordan Ellis played all the percussion. I had a wonderful bass player named Alana Rocklin. Carl Brommel from My Morning Jacket played all the guitar. And a wonderful fiddler, Scottish national fiddling champion, Jeremy Kittle, did all the violin. This was his kind of breakout rock violinness, and it was pretty fun. And so, for the most part, the record's just live performances. And I think that's one of the reasons why it feels like a cohesive story.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
I think so, too. And speaking of live performances, let's do another one. You're going to do some loving from the record, right?
Yes, I'm going to try. I'm playing it on this newfangled instrument that I got from this maker.
Yeah, tell us about what you're playing.
Well, this is a octave mandolin. So imagine a normal mandolin, but bigger.
Bigger.
And this guy happens to make them in the style of an Italian violin. So it's got all the overhangs and beautiful wood. And it's a wonderful instrument because I can use my cello fingerings that I already know on it. It's tuned very similarly. And it's a nice alternative to just picking up a guitar and going. So I actually commissioned this instrument from him a year and a half ago and it just came together maybe 3 months ago.
It's beautiful.
And it's a beautiful thing. I'm still learning how to play it, but it's all over the record. He actually loaned me his first one that he made to play on the record.
We'll put a picture on our Facebook page so people can see what it looks like.
All right. So this song is also from Half Made Man. It's called Some Lovin'.
They left you by the road, wrecked. And you came to believe they all were correct. 'Cause you'd been pushing the cards against the deck. You believed life was a game and you'd lost the bet. Just put your hook in the sea, put your sweat in the sea. And when you figure it out, bring some loving back to me. I can't ease your mind, I can't satisfy the need you feel to impress. Oh, but I tell you the billboards are for sale, and they're glowing in the night. They will teach you how to desire. In the sea, put your sweat in the sea. And when you figure it out, bring some loving back to me. 'Cause you are not a false star, you are not a mistake. On the day nothing goes wrong, there's still the amends to make. 'Cause we are human. Ooh, ah, ah, yeah, Put your shoes on your feet and step outside. There's no money for tools, just use what's laying around. And as you turn the ground and you pull the weeds, you begin to feel less alone. Then you hear the sounds that have always been around. Only now you can appreciate. Just put your hook in the sea, put your sweat in the seams. When you figure it out, bring some loving back to me. Some loving back to me. Bring some loving back to me.
Now that song closes down the album. Mm-hmm. Why'd you put it there? Why at the end?
Well, the engineer, Kevin Ratterman, who did the record, he just kind of really felt that from the beginning. As soon as we started recording that song, he's like, this should close the record. It's a really hopeful, rejuvenating, redemptive sort of thing. You know, you start out with this character who's been left somewhere by the road, wrecked. And that person believes that about them. And they believe that there's no way they're going to get out of this situation, whatever it is. And really, it's about realizing that you've got all that you need. Mm-hmm. It's just about utilizing it. Just put your hook in the sea, put your sweat in the seeds. And when you figure it out, you can share your love that you gained by taking care of yourself with everyone else.
Right.
So that's the idea behind putting it at the end of the record, is I want people to, even though we venture into the darker parts of humans on the record, the essence is that we're here on Earth and we're getting nourished and we can do all this stuff.
Right, right. Well, not so much on this record, but in your everyday life, you talk about Kentucky just about more than any artist that I know. You talk about your home state all the time. Why do you love this place so much?
Well, because I feel like it's the great crossroads of the United States. I feel like because of its landscape and its location, and just as things have developed in this country, it's always been a place where people have passed through and left a part of themselves and maybe picked up another piece of someone else. And as a musician, I, you know, have some wonderful examples of that in the music world, particularly. I mean, bluegrass is that. Bluegrass is mm-hmm. crossroads music. It's where, you know, someone put together gospel, gypsy jazz, a little bit of rock and roll, and old-time music, and created this sound that right. that's considered new and fresh, even though it's really a collage. And so that's the late 1940s, and then all the way up through today, My Morning Jacket continues to do such a thing, where they combine hip-hop music with dubstep with old folk songs. I mean, yeah. It's just, they're an amazing postmodern collection of things. And I think Kentucky, in its way of being slow and people associating with each other in a slower manner than some are accustomed to, I still think it's one of those places where we're pretty open. We mm-hmm. collect a lot of people's ideas. And a lot of that has to do with our independent spirit.
Yeah.
And I think that's more than anything, when I meet people in Kentucky, they want to be considered that they have their independence. They can right. do their own thing. Whether they consider that as an outsider or a total insider, they feel like they've got their land. They just should have a right to do everything from carry their gun to farm it, whatever those things are.
It's interesting you say all that, because I was going to ask you about, there's a new book coming out by Jason Howard, and it's actually, the title comes from one of your songs, A Few Honest Words, mm-hmm. and the book is all about all the things you're saying about the way that Kentucky is sort of the center of roots music in America and all that, so mm-hmm. I think A Few Honest Words and using one of your song titles is the perfect title for that book.
I feel super honored about that.
Ties all that together really mm-hmm. well. Well, you are going to be playing at a thing surrounding the vice presidential debates at Center College coming up soon. What's that all about?
Well, it's shaping up to be very interesting.
Yeah,
it is. For my part, I'm just going to be playing some music to entertain folks that are outside. Of course, at the vice presidential debate, they won't be able to get everybody that wants to get into the hall, mm-hmm. inside the hall at the Norton Center down in Danville, but they are going to set up some jumbotrons and have like a little festival outside. And so they invited me to come play as one of the bands for that festival. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I don't know if I'll get to shake anybody's hand and give them a good look in the eye and say thank you or no thank you, but I will at least get to play some music.
Very glad that you are. Great representative. Great, great. Well, what are you listening to these days that you really love? Tell us that, and then we'll let you play one more.
Oh, yeah? Okay. What am I listening to these days that I just really love? Oh, it's just such a varied palette, Silas. I mean, I always go back to Nina Simone.
Oh,
you know,
me too.
I probably listen to her once a month. There's an artist that just put out a record, Patrick Detlefs, that Jordan and I met out on the road, who I'm very fond of listening to his stuff. I think it's very good. And there's so many folks that have new records out right now. I mean, the new Andrew Bird record was really inspiring to me. I felt like he really kind of let loose and just played live. I feel like that's a fairly cohesive record.
So much good music out there. Mm-hmm. I hear people say all the time, there's no good music anymore. I'm thinking, you're just not finding it.
Well, the question is, you know, how do we promote to them so that they can find us?
Right.
Because we don't have the capital that they're used to. A lot of folks are used to having a lot of money spent on them to get music to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, music videos, radio stations. There's a lot of money being spent to get those songs in front of you.
Yeah.
And us independent artists don't have that. So It's half on the audience to find us, and it's half on us to really reach out in creative ways.
That's why listener-supported radio, like the stations that are carrying this show, are so important, because we get to play the music we want to, not what some corporation tells us to.
Yeah, yeah, it's essential.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, close us down with, what are you going to close the show down with today?
I'm going to close it down with the somewhat of the title track of the record, at least in the fact that it talks about being a half-made man. Which, of course, is just relating to the idea that I'm 28. There's still a lot of stuff in front of me, and I'm just kind of emerging from that time period in your life when you're figuring out who you are to the time period in your life when you are who you are. So that's why the title Half-Made Man, and I hope it doesn't come off as an excuse in the song that I'm not quite done growing yet, but it is certainly a reason that we keep on. So I'll go grab my cello and we'll do that.
All right. You've been listening to Hillbilly Solid here with Silas House, and we've been honored to have Ben Solee and Jordan Ellis in the studio with us. Until next time, y'all be good to each other.
Oh, my rough edges, unsmoothed by the grit of this town. Me from the rubble, rebuild from the sticks and the leaves. Oh, I'm kept, but I ain't clean. Learning how to run this fragile machine. Will I believe in preservation? Yes, it's fun to pretend. Don't you know? Don't you know that I am unfinished? Yes, I'm a half-made man, and I need your forgiveness to feel whole again. From the floor, propped up, casting shadows around, looking for trouble. Though she ain't easy to please, where's my missing piece? Oh, lathe long and lean, tattooed and serene. Yes, she's worth the work, don't you know? Don't you know? To feel whole.